Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash. This is Serie A. Match day 29. It's misery. We're dressed in black. Napoli say goodnight. Inter, they let down anyone who had a future on them. Why would you have a future on Inter? You know, we're never going to win the Champions League. I cannot believe that. But first of all, we're America's favourite sportsbook, so I'd like you to subscribe. And also, I'd like you to ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and you'll never miss any content. Again, if you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then please type in betustv.com/odds. We're going to have records. We're going to have chat. And there's a lot to chat about because now we've got teams that are absolutely flying. Someone's put a pin in their balloon. Do we now trust them? We've also got teams that play at home and don't even have a shot on goal. So then do we go with them not scoring? Are unders, are they going to limp over the line? There's so much to talk about, but that is down to you. Now, there will be a Q&A at the end, so make sure that if there is something you want to say, type it, get it in there at that segment. Otherwise, we've got to go wandering back to find you. Now, my two absolute stars are the Queen of Serie A, who basically has got the memo. Black, Mina.
Yeah, I'm wearing black because of all Italian teams being knocked out before the quarterfinals of the Champions League, and also because, in all honesty, I didn't do very well last week, and I'm very upset by that, to be honest with you, because now I'm going to send poor Nick to Cayman Islands to, like,
you know, bring some money back,
withdraw
money back. Mama needs to eat, you know. So
exactly. Yeah.
It's dark times at the moment for us. It's dark times.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have a good week, but I did. That tells me that you was unable to copy. I think that you was unable to copy my selections. Nick, you're doing well as well.
Yes, things are good. I also did have that Champions League future on Inter, so I am in a sad place as well. And we'll get to them later, but they're a team it's going to be hard to bet on this weekend especially. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen with them the rest of the way. Yeah, how much they have to play for? When are they going to start doing some goofy stuff? So, but I'm sad. Sad.
There's some good games this week, though. And if you are brave, then there is some money to be made. I mean, let's have a quick look at the records, please, because obviously I'm under 20 units, which is absolutely a reason to throw a party. Mina's at 1.71, which is obviously head above the parapet, and you should be proud, Mina.
It's up by quite a street.
Maybe proud's a bit like stretching it, you know. But anyway, as a team, we die together yes. If we have to. But maybe we don't have to. Maybe we will pull it right round.
We might die together when we're going to Cayman's with $1, but sure.
You two. Yeah, I'll be bringing a packed lunch. I'll bring my own food, thanks. Not relying on you two to buy lunch. I'll dip into my Premier League savings. Let's have a little look at the official start of this show. It's Udinese versus Torino. Where'd you go with this? Because Udinese are plus 195 and they're half decent, if not above average, at home. But Torino are strong. I said Torino would go there and they would test Napoli. They did just that. The week before, they scored two in a 3-2 defeat at Roma. And they're plus 184. The draw, look at that. Plus 191 tells you straight away that this game ends in a draw. The under or over is just set at 2, with the under 2 at minus 112. Is it 1-1 again, Mina, this game?
Very likely. I think it's more of a Torino 1-0, to be honest with you. I look at this and I think Udinese has picked up 12 points in 14 matches at home. I don't know what's going on with them, but they've had one win all season at home. They love to rack up a draw. They've managed 9. Yeah. All season. So yes, the 1-1, it does look very attractive as well. The reason being is that when you watch them play right now, you look at Torino and you just think they're a better side. And they are very good. I mean, the one thing that always upsets me with Torino is that they don't necessarily always take their chances or create a lot. They've had some bad luck. We saw that as well with the red card recently, with Ricci, but they've got Sanabria back. He's playing alongside Zapata. They've got Lovato coming as well, who's been injured recently. I look at that team and I think with Sanabria and Zapata at the back, Ricci back in the middle, and you've got Bellanova who's been excellent, as well as Buongiorno as well at the back. It's a good team. You look at Udinese, I mean, they always have a threat. They're always capable of more, but they never seem to take their chances, and they haven't been producing the kind of football that would get them anywhere near to winning. They're actually the third worst team at home in Serie A. I mean, only like the likes of Salernitana have done worse than them. And that tells you a lot from a team that has a big budget in Serie A and that has a much higher wage bill than the opposition. So it's surprising to find them in this position at the moment. We don't know if Pereira is going to be available, but it's more likely that he will. I do think he's important for this team. We've still got Tovin up front, so with Luca. So Luca scores goals. Let's see what happens there. 1-1 or 1-0. One thing that I can honestly agree with is that this is probably going to be a low-scoring game. If I had to bet on one of them to win, I'm more likely to go with Torino. It's not like they rack up 1,000 away wins, but against this team, they have what it takes to win it. And I think that they have the squad this time around because they've had a lot of absences that could also help them get that slim victory. So either pick them at -115 is something that I'd go. If you really want to gamble, then we'd go for the money line. But probably the best way to go is either pick them or unders.
Yeah, Udinese not to score. It's +179, Nick.
Could be a good option here. Torino loves the nil-nil draw. I mean, they have like 7 of them, I think, this season. And Udinese just loves the draw in general. I think more than half of the results have been draws. So I look at this as Torino either wins or draws. So, you know, the draw no bet line is probably a pretty safe way to go here. There's a reason this total is low. Torino's just, I mean, they're just gritty, right? They're tough to beat. They have 3 losses over their last 15 matches. Their defense is good, so they're tough to score on. That's why they don't lose a lot. Only twice in the last 15 have they allowed more than 2 goals. 0.88 expected goals during that span. The wins are hard to come by for them, but they usually do just enough to earn a draw, which I'm kind of looking at a combo play here of Torino double chance, so that's the winner draw. Obviously, by itself, that's priced pretty highly. But then we can get a little extra on the under if we combine it with under 2.5. So Torino double chance and under 2.5. You know, they don't score a ton either, which is why I like combining it with the under. Over that same 15-match span I was talking about, only 4 matches of theirs have finished over 2.5 goals. And when it comes to Udinese, unless you're a top 4 team, they're not going to beat you. I say that jokingly, of course, but it is odd for a team with 4 wins that their wins came against Milan, Bologna, Juventus, and you know, Lazio last weekend. So it's pretty bizarre, to be honest. Their issue is pretty simple. They just lack the finishing touch. They rank as the second worst team in Serie A in terms of finishing their chances created. They've scored 6.5 less goals and their expected goals have created for them. So, you know, without that finishing touch and with Torino, as gritty as they are, and they just don't give up a lot of chances, it just seems a very low-scoring game. I always like in that situation to take a team with a head start. Here you have to pay for it. But again, if you do that combo of Torino double chance and under 2.5, you can get this thing around even money. So I like that combination here.
Yeah, I do. I think that Torino don't get beat, but then it's finding out but basically how you're going to turn that into decent value. I like Udinese not to score, +179. But Udinese, when I say Udinese are above average, it's because of their capabilities of in-game situations. They just don't finish off them in-game situations, whereas Torino just sit rock solid and are more than happy, and they take a point. They take a point. As simple as that. Let's have a little look at the official picks. Udinese versus Torino. A Torino double chance and under 2.5 at +108. That's big money, that. Big
money. It's so good.
Of course you would. Honestly, I tell you what, although, I feel like one of the free bears because my seat seems so much lower as I'm sitting in front of the camera and the desk and everything that I want to be start saying, who's been sitting in my chair? Okay, I can't move it because obviously the producer would then have to get me back into focus. So I've got to sit here like this. Okay, game 2, please.
You chose this one.
Me? I did because I wanted to spoil you. Salernitana versus Lecce. Salernitana +202. Lecce +156. Lecce are +167 to score twice. I've not seen them have 2 shots on goal in the last 3 games. I'm being facetious before you say, oh, they scored in a couple of weeks ago. +219 is the draw. The under or over is set at 2.25. And the over is at 112. Nick, this is a dire game. And I'm not seeing anything anywhere near 3 goals.
Mina, just because we don't want to watch the game doesn't mean we can't try to make some money on the game. But I don't really have a great selection for this game, so I digress a little bit. But two teams I don't want to get behind and back either of the sides, right? I mean, both defenses just are not good. It's that simple. So quickly, I'm like, all right, well, maybe there could be some goals. But to back up Flash, you got two offenses that, can I say, suck too? So, like, do we really want to back them, to get goals here? The one market that is not available yet, it's probably available either right now or later today, is the corners market. I'm very interested in looking at the corners market. So if you look at the results of these teams, there's a lot of corners in their matches. Salernitana averaged 10.8 corners per home match. Lecce averaged 10 per away match. Usually a corner line comes out at 9.5, and depends where the juice is and what that price is going to be. So I'm interested to see what that is, because it's very likely we could see some corners here for two teams trying to find a win. I don't trust the finishing touch for either one to actually get goals out of it, but I do think they're going to press and try to get a win, and that create some balls behind the line, and we can get some corners out of that. The first meeting had 11 corners, so it gives you an idea kind of what to expect. Otherwise, Lecce, they haven't kept a single clean sheet in 23 straight matches. So that's the concern I have with the under. But I agree with you, Flash. I don't see three goals. I don't see four goals. It could be probably at best a 1-1. So both teams to score is -120, but I'm not really loving that. I'm more intrigued by taking an over line on the corner market. So hopefully it's pricey good at 9.5, and I might jump on that.
I thought Salernitana should have been favorites, just because of Lecce's failure to look dangerous in the opposition's box. I mean, Salernitana could win this game +202, but the under 2.25 means if it's 1-0, 2-0, or 1-1, I'm still going to have a half win. And listen, that is food in my belly at the moment. I'm just thinking there's no way it's free. Even if Lecce were to win, they're winning 1-0. So that's it. No free goals, Mina, and we get at least a half win if there's two. You're stumped, aren't you?
I'm stumped because I don't know how I can bet on a team that has a new coach. Like, this always scares me, to be honest with you. And it's not like Salernitana, who changed their coaches every day. Lecce, I mean, they started the season pretty well. We saw the best out of players like Krstović. We're talking about the worst home team in Salernitano, who managed, the worst home team, basically, against the second worst away team. I mean, if both teams could lose, I would bet on that. Yeah.
Was that not bringing the draw at +219?
That's why I'm thinking. I'm thinking, what can split them at this point? The only thing that I think, if anything, I'd rather be with Lecce in all of this, because I think maybe there's a new coach bounce. Maybe there is the possibility of, of seeing somehow the form come back, or the energy within the dressing room could maybe get them to play in a different manner to start getting something back. Because, I mean, Lecce were my pick to get relegated this season anyway. But I look at that team and I do think there are some things within it, like Banda, like Krstović, like Sansone, who are good. I don't actually see any of that in Salernitana. So, I mean, my feeling is that I'm more inclined to go with Lecce at the moment, just because of the fact that they've got Luca Gotti. Gotti is the new coach, who is a pupil of Maurizio Sarri. That is his inspiration. So he plays... he plays rather good football, to be honest with you. And I wonder whether that is going to be him. He's had some time to work with the team. In case you guys didn't know, their previous coach has been sacked because he headbutted a player over the weekend. This is the kind of drama you expect in Serie A, right? So Lecce had to lose their coach because he headbutted a player. Bring in this new coach, who I'm quite a fan of. I mean, I think he's a pretty good coach, to be honest with you. I certainly think that he would do better than what Liverani is managing at Salernitana. But a draw is something where I would look to go on. I might actually just pick them at -127. It is not great, to be honest. There's not a lot of value for them. But under 2.5 goals, yeah, I can certainly see that. Under two, though, do you not think it could be a 1-1?
Yeah, I'm happy with that, because I've gone with under 2.25, which means I get a half win. So as long as I don't get a full loss, I'm more than happy. At the moment, a full win is like reason to throw a party in my house if it's Serie A. So, I mean, listen, beggars can't be choosers, but I just don't see free goals. And also, you say about Lecce, I wrote down here, new coach bounce away from home may mean that they are rock solid. In other words, Salernitana may well not score. Maybe he will start at the back, as that's what most new coaches do. They don't create a great deal, Lecce, because they don't get that many players forward. They're not ruthless enough. And Salernitana at home, I think this would be a stalemate. I mean, again, if both the Lions, and it's strange, isn't it, that neither of these sides score loads of goals, and we've got individual team totals at 1.5. And yet we've got teams who score millions of goals, and we have half. So, I mean, again, under 2.25.
Bandit is suspended, so maybe it makes it that much harder for Lecce to get a goal. So, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, very, very disappointed in Lecce last week. Let's have a little look at the official picks. Oh, I should say pick. It's no plural. I'm on my own. I am an island. There it is, under 2.25 at minus 108. Let's move on to game number 3, Mina. Super Juve, letting in 2 last week, getting the draw for me. Profitable week. Juve, minus 188. Genoa, plus 612. Dangerous, that. Plus 1 at minus 115. But Juve to score twice is minus 112. Genoa, just to score, minus 110. When was the last time Juve kept a clean sheet against a good organised side, Mina? And the under-over is at 2.25, and it's plus 100.
Yeah,
should
Genoa.
We go with that?
Which one?
Genoa.
Which one?
Well, the over 2.25 at plus 100, because Juve could score 3 on their own.
Really? With this current...
They scored 2 against Atlanta.
I mean, Juve is a difficult one. I've actually taken a pick in this, because the one that I feel I've gone for is one that sort of covers me in different areas. I see Juve winning this because, honestly speaking, if they don't win this, then they are in trouble when it comes to securing their top 4 position. I mean, it becomes a little bit harder, and momentum, if you lose momentum by this much, I don't see them losing this one again. But Genoa is a very hard team because they love to play against the big sides. You saw their performance just now against Inter in the first leg between Inter and Genoa. They were actually held to a draw. Genoa love to play the big teams. They love to cause a surprise, but they are a team that's much better at home than they are away from home. Away from home, they've only managed 12 goals in 14 games, so that's under a goal a game. But with the way that Juventus is defending at the moment, you can see that's entirely possible. Now, the reason why I think that this could be a game in which actually Juventus do keep a clean sheet is because right now, this week, they've worked hard to make sure that defensively they're better, because their record recently in their last 7 matches defensively has been nothing short of ridiculously awful for a team of that stature. They're just letting goals in so easily, whether it was against Napoli, whether it was against Atalanta, lots of little mistakes. They haven't had Rabiot, and they only recently got back McKennie, who was superb, absolutely superb, last week with his 2 assists. Vlahovic comes back in. Obviously, we've seen that they really don't know how to do without him. He's so special. But Milik, for all intents and purposes, always scores when he starts up with Chiesa. Chiesa seems to be his lucky charm, but this time around, it's going to be Vlahovic and Chiesa. So I'm thinking that this is going to be a win for them. I can't see them losing this one again. I believe sometimes that things change, and this is the perfect team for them to turn around their season right now, because it's been terrible for them. As for Genoa, we know that they have talent. We've seen Malinovsky, we've seen Retegi, we've seen Goodmanson. They certainly know how to get a goal. So maybe a 2-1 is probably as far as I'll go. I don't see anything more than that. I don't see Juventus conceding more than 1, considering all the talk about their defensive abilities this week. So I would go for Juventus, and under 3.5 for me is, I think, is the best way to go in all of this. I'm not entirely sure, just because Genoa is not that great at scoring away from home, and just because of Juve's extra defensive training, I'm not entirely sure how much I want to go with Genoa scoring a goal. So I feel safer in either going for Juventus and over 1.5, which I think is a great bet, or Juventus and under 3.5.
I think Juve scoring twice at minus 112 is the way to go here. And regardless of the result, I wouldn't be surprised if Genoa went at 1-3-2. That's why I just can't go for Juve to win an under or over or anything else, because every time I do that, they find a way to get beat. But they did put money in my pocket last week with the draw against Atalanta. Juve scored twice, Nick, minus 112.
I've never hated a bet of mine so much other than this one, which is Juve and under 3.5. It's like I keep telling myself maybe sometimes the best time to bet on a team is a time you'd want nothing to do with them. I'm trying to talk myself into it, but I do believe Juve and under 3.5 makes some sense here. I mean, obviously they're not in good form right now. One win, their last seven. They went from basically being level with Inter atop the table to 17 points back in seven short weeks. It's remarkably bad. Worrisome, Mina mentioned it, their cushion at the top four is shrinking every single week. So it's starting to become desperate for Juve to actually try to turn this back around and get into form. And I do believe they can get something or get a win from this match. They have allowed 2 goals in 4 straight matches. They had allowed that to happen only 1 time in their first 25 matches. So again, it's just everything is pointing to the direction that says, why would you want to back Juve? What's crazy is that in the first 25, they allowed 0.75 expected goals per match over their last four, which they've allowed 2 goals each. They've allowed 0.86. It's not much different as far as real chances created, but things have a way of working themselves out over time. Genoa, just 1 win over their last 6. It does include 3 difficult matches, Atalanta, Napoli, and Inter. What worries me is against those 3 teams, defensively, they allowed 2.3 expected goals. They allowed an average of 18 shots and 7 on goal. They allowed a lot of action in their final third and in their box. So that concerns me. Eventually, those types of numbers will catch up to you. By comparison, Juve has allowed 7 shots on goal 3 times this entire season. So, but I don't think we need to harp on they're the better defense. I will add to Genoa's credit, they are difficult to beat. They don't get blown out. In fact, in 14 away matches, only 1 time has their total finished over 3.5, and they haven't allowed more than 2 goals to anyone on the road, and that includes Inter and Napoli in just their last 2. So it's not going to be easy. I think Juve will find a way, a 1-0, a 2-0, maybe, as you said, Mina, the most you go to is a 2-1. I just feel like Juve is going to find a way here, and I just don't see Genoa getting much looks in front of the goal to really challenge. So I'm hoping for this to reverse itself, but Juve and under 3.5 is my selection here.
Also, if you look at the last 2 matches that Juventus has played, weirdly, if you look at the beginnings in the early stages of the season when they were winning all the matches, they were poor. You were sort of not understanding how they were managing it, but it was relying on momentum, really. But actually, I thought they were very good against Atalanta, and they should have been 3-0 up in the first half against Napoli. So I'm going based on the fact that they are playing better, even if defensively they're more open. So I'm thinking hopefully they might find a balance in this match.
I wrote that when I saw your selections, thinking if that was me doing that, Juve would be 2-0 up in 20 minutes and I'll be sweating for the next 75. Because that's, obviously 3-0 is worst case scenario because you still get to win.
Over team 2. Okay, I'm not changing.
No, you can't, can you? Because Juve might win 1-0. It depends what type of performance Juve are going to put in. And you know what Genoa are like? The longer the game goes on without you scoring against Genoa, they get better at the back. They just find a way to maybe just get... And again, Genoa, we're talking about my 2 sides here where I can't get them right for love nor money. I can't have them on side anyway. I can't fade them, so I just have to leave them. Let's have a little look at the official picks because they are ditto. Bang, they've been on the phone. Been on the old Bermudan phone. Juve and under 3.5 for both experts at -113. Let's move on because this was going to be one of my best bets from the whole of the any card across Europe. Atalanta -113, Fiorentina +299. The draw is at +278. Atalanta are -118 to score twice, but at home against Fiorentina, they score twice. I think they win the game. So you take the -113. Nick, Atalanta are in Europe. They are obviously going to have a big game. But I think if everything goes well, like I expect it to, I think that this -113 will become -125.
Yeah, I really do like Atalanta here. Yeah, tough scheduling spot, but Fiorentina is dealing with it too. I know it's the Conference League and maybe a lesser opponent, but still they are trying to win that match. So I don't see a huge advantage there. And it's funny because you look at the form of both of these teams and you're like, man, Atalanta, they're not winning. It's, what is it, six in a row that they've, or five that they've gone without a win? And on the flip side, Fiorentina isn't really losing, but you got to look a little bit further in that. And we talked about this, I think, last week, too. Atalanta has just had a brutal schedule. I mean, they've played each of the top 4 teams in a row. That's tough. And then you get a very good Sporting team twice during that run, too, midweek. So it's just a very tough schedule for them. So I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Plus, three of those Serie A matches were away from home, and we know how good they can be at home. So I'm kind of leaning back on the fact that I think, you know, they can get their home form. You know, they lost their last one to Bologna, but prior to that, they had ripped off seven straight Serie A wins. They scored 21 goals. Obviously impressive. I try to pump up their defense, you know, when we talk about Atalanta, because we always talk about their offense. And during that same stretch at home, I mean, they're doing very well defensively. They only averaged 1.08 expected goals allowed per game, so they can do a good job. And Fiorentina, to me, is a team that really doesn't create a lot. You know, they're another team that they're going to be better at home as far as creating chances. But on the road, it's not pretty. Their lack of offense concerns me. Over their last three away matches, they scored one goal, and that was against the combination of Bologna, who is good, but Empoli and Torino. I mean, those are all tough teams to score on. Not really Empoli, I guess, but amazingly, they only lost one of those matches. So, like, they're doing what I guess they have to scrape something. But I just think Atalanta here at home is going to be very, very difficult for them to keep pace with. With short rest for both teams, I like the home field advantage even more here. I think it's going to be tough for Fiorentina to play Thursday, turn around, get on the road, go to Atalanta, and bring their best game. So I like Atalanta quite a bit, actually, here, even though form suggests this might not be the best play. I think there's more to it, and I like Atalanta.
No, I think it is one of those you don't complicate, and it's one of those you could double dip, because you could just go with Atalanta and score twice. Fiorentina are quite weak away from home, but they are neat and tidy. I just think Atalanta, I've wrote down, after the Sporting game, I'm gambling on them getting a result against Sporting and the feel-good factor and everyone absolutely buzzing and everyone absolutely jumping come the weekend. Mina?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it's a big game against Sporting, and I think that they should win it because they do play the superior brand of football, to be honest with you. The reason why I think this is a no complicated, I mean, it should be a banker, Atalanta winning at home. And I understand that there's going to be some worry about the fact that both of these teams have played in Europe and whether or not we're going to see a great game, because obviously exhaustion will come into play in all of this. But the reason I feel like this is a banker is largely because Fiorentina are poor away from home more than Atalanta is just brilliant at home. Atalanta have had a bad schedule, so that has somewhat shifted our opinion of them as a team and whether or not they can make the top four spaces, which is what they're looking to do. But Fiorentina away from home in their last five matches, there's three losses and two draws. They've only managed 15 goals in 14 games, so they're barely getting a goal a game. I mean, they're getting there, but I think it's especially harder because they're coming into this match without Bonaventura. And he is a player who you really do need against teams like Atalanta, who are, you know, who love the man-on-man duel. And he's intelligent on the ball. He's intelligent when it comes to spaces. And that's exactly the kind of player that can defeat Atalanta. So his absence is going to play a role. You've got Belotti, though, so there's always an opportunity, because I think they're a lot better with Belotti up top, in all honesty, because at least they've got somebody who offers something which they haven't had before him. And I thought that he was good against Roma last week. I think Fiorentina in general are just much better at home. But Atalanta are a powerhouse at home, honestly, a powerhouse. You've got the option of, they've got so many different forwards to look to now, whether it's Lookman or Scamacca, who's probably going to play this matchup. And the way that they have performed at home, Atalanta, I just think that I find it really hard to go against them when they're sitting at home, and really hard to go for Fiorentina when they're away from home. So I think for me, this is a banker, don't complicate it, money line, and double down on it.
Love it.
Yeah, I agree. I just, I mean, it's just the timing of obviously having to do this show as Fiorentina are playing Maccabi Haifa, and mm-hmm. Atalanta then have to play Sporting. I'm just going to wait and try and watch the game of Atalanta, make sure there's no big injuries to big star players, and then steam it as quickly as possible. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks, please. Atalanta and over 1.5 at +120 for myself and for Mina. She got access to my picks. Atalanta moneyline at -113. But I did actually. Hey, you've gone blurry. Are you smiling? Are you smiling? Is that why the camera's gone blurry? He doesn't know how to handle it. +120. We like that. And I've double dipped as well, because I've got an Atalanta team total over 1.5 at -118. I think they score at least two. And remember, this is a side that scored twice last week in Turin. Okay, let's move on to the final game, because roll the dice. Good luck. Which of these two sides? These are The two sides are lower than a snake's belly. They could get under a door with a top hat on. Inter minus 152, Napoli plus 417, Inter to score twice, minus 145, Napoli 190 to score. If ever there was a chance to take a game on plus 417 for a side that's just as wounded, Inter had to do like 120 minutes. Well, over 2.5 goals is at minus 139. I'll probably go on the under as it goes. At plus 119, both are feeling sorry for themselves. Mina, who are you brave enough to go with here?
I know it's crazy because, like, after that match, it should be one of the bets that I would have cancelled. But actually, I feel like, I mean, did anyone watch the Napoli-Barcelona goal? I mean, how could you look at the defending from Napoli and not want to cry? It is just awful.
Kamikaze.
Honestly, against a team that doesn't even have midfielders, okay, this is what was killing me. Like, how could you go, 2-0 down in 17 minutes? Are you crazy? And what was so brilliant about this is that the defenders had no idea what to do. Meanwhile, the midfielders are just watching them. Don't want to take part, don't want to track defender, don't want to track runners. It was awful to watch, in all honesty. I think Inter were hard done by, and they didn't really score their chances in the first leg to try to walk away with a bigger margin, in all honesty, when they played at San Siro. And even yesterday, even when everyone criticized them for going so defensive in the last 15 minutes, which they did, and they deserved the criticism, they still had two perfect chances, the best one with Marcus Thuram, to score on the counter, and unfortunately, they didn't come through. This has been their problem all season. They've scored goals, but not enough for the amount that they create. There's lack of efficiency, and unfortunately, Lautaro Martinez is not yet capable of managing his emotions in these big matches, as evidenced by his poor penalties in general.
What about him looking at the spot after he ballooned it 95 rows back? He looked to blame the ground.
I know. He's trying to blame the ground, you know? 8 out of 22 penalties missed. He's just not
unforgivable.
You trust, in all honesty. It's not just that. You've seen him in some of these big matches. He's brilliant. He really is brilliant. He's not yet clutch, and I think that's the way to describe it.
I like the way that Sommer, he was diving to get out of the way of the Atletico Madrid penalties. It was like unbelievable. I thought I was going to say to him, send him a note. You meant to save them, not jump out the way.
Yeah,
because
he's the reason that Italy didn't qualify for the World Cup is because he saved so many of our penalties. And it's like, where are you now? Either way, I do still think that I look at this team and I think Lautaro Martinez is probably going to feel like he's wounded. Osimhen hasn't been performing very well, not in this game, not in their last matchup either. So Kvaratskhelia, it seems like it's him against the world at the moment. It's kind of only him carrying Napoli at the moment. So considering the way that Napoli have performed recently in away matches, they've managed one win out of the last six. So that's pretty big to consider, because what Calzone has done is made them good again at home, but not very good away from home. As for Inter are still a battleship. They've still got great players. A bench that they can go to. The bench is important. So I do think that they have a bench that Napoli don't have. So that is what's making me think that back at San Siro, that everyone's going to want to lift their spirits. It's a time to forget about what happened and a time to win the second star. So all guns blazing, I think that they will smash this.
Great teams respond. Yes, yep. I think that this is a really tricky game to get involved in. But I've got to go by my own sword. The Inter were one of the best top three sides in Europe less than 4 days ago. Then they get beat on penalties against a good performance from Atletico Madrid, and they had chances to win. And now all of a sudden I'm questioning, Nick, whether they're going to beat Napoli. And Napoli, they were about as much good as a chocolate fire guard or an ashtray on a motorbike.
My opinion of Inter being, yes, one of the top teams in Europe hasn't changed. But I really want nothing to do with betting them in this game because of the fact that is such a disappointment for them. They had, going 2 goals up on aggregate, sitting pretty. I mean, that quickly went away. It was like, 2 or 3 minutes later, Atletico scored one back. But they were so close. And, so much emotion is involved in this sport. It's so hard for me to want to say this is a great bet and I want to put my money on them. They could go on and win 4-0. I mean, you're right. Napoli has bad defense. But I don't know how well they're going to respond here. There's a lot of questions in the locker, a lot of finger pointing. Maybe it's a little bit tricky to want to get on Inter's side here. Napoli, normally I wouldn't want to back them, and I'm not going to. But if I'm going to suggest something, taking a full goal head start on Napoli isn't the worst thing in the world. I mean, this team is desperate, right? I know they were, they didn't look good against Barcelona, but this is it. This is their chance. They have a chance. They're seven points back, a top four. So, I mean, there's a lot. It's probably a moot point, but there's a lot that needs to happen for them to get to that top four. But the desperation for this team right now is there. Inter, we got to be careful with them, honestly, the rest of the way, because at some point, they're going to want to clinch the Scudetto and get that over with and be done with. But you got to be a little bit careful as you go forward with them, because things will change once that happens. But this particular match has me very, very worried that they're going to emotionally be able to just respond quickly and get back into their normal rhythm that they had. I just think it's hard. I mean, I was a basketball player. I've lost big games, and it's hard to get up that next game and want to, but just physically be there. There's just something that lingers with you.
That's because you're emotionally weak in an emotionally weak sport.
Yes.
Basketball, my boots. Soccer, man.
You're looking at the
great teams respond.
So, anyway, I don't want to get involved with Inter. I hope they do.
I understand.
But maybe Napoli plus one is okay here.
I understand totally. And anyone that goes with Inter, then I understand, because obviously they're a great side less than 72 hours ago. I had this down as being Inter minus 230. So now they're giving us that minus 152. Is it a parlay piece? Are they sucking us in? Because if Napoli defend from midfield situations, Inter are going to score free here. And that's why they're minus 145 at over 1.5 team total. But again, I have left it alone because I knew that all things are just looking, you're looking for trouble. But I've got to go. I'm just cheering on Inter just to, because they're such a great side to respond. And that's exactly what great sides do. Let's have a look. Official picks, please. George says, I've had not one return on Napoli all season. They can get stuffed. You know what you should have been doing, George?
That's
bet
fair.
Against them. Bet against them. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks. Okay, Inter and over 1.5 at minus 112. Considering they're minus 145 to score twice, then I think you're probably on the right one there, Queen. Okay, now's the time for the Q&A. If you've got any questions, then now is the time to type them in while I ask you to subscribe and also ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. If you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then type in betustv.com/odds. We've got La Liga coming up in just under an hour, and they nearly swept the board. All of us nearly swept the board for something like 14 units in 1 week. Weekend, and that's how quickly things can turn around. Only, I think it was like a goal in the last minute killed the boys' sweep, but obviously it didn't kill my sweep because my sweep was a sweep. So pull the ladder up. There is like after the Queen's heart there, pull the ladder up. Do you know? I've been hanging around her too long. Okay. Sorry, are you muted, Mina?
And there's no
hands near faces neither. That's good as well. So we like that.
We should have done. But we should have taken Roma Sassuolo. Never mind.
Okay, there's a question then. Why would you have taken Roma Sassuolo? What would you have done?
It's got to be Roma. I'm just trying to find the value because Roma is definitely going to smash Sassuolo. My only worry, though, is tonight because they're playing Brighton and they are playing it away from home. And I just wonder if that's going to have. I mean, they're 4-0 up, so they should be absolutely
should
fine.
Be rested. I'm wondering if Daniele De Rossi just wants to win every single tackle, every single header, every single match, every single week. I think that's the beauty we've got in Roma at the moment. They're a proper reflection of their manager. Exactly the same as Roma was a proper reflection of their old manager. Boring, tired and outdated. Now, all of a sudden, they're up, they go to war. They're like the 300. They're like, don't care how many of you there are.
I don't know how, but Roma, team total, Roma to win. Guys, if any of you can come up with a great bet, but it's really
Roma
key that I
put one
Roma and over 2.5.
That's what I kind of wrote down.
I thought, if you was asking me and my expertise, I probably would have gone for Roma to win and their team total over 1.5.
Flash, I'm going to punch you. Because I'm just going to tell everyone, that was my bet in Flash.
Oh, you're outing me.
That was my bet and Flash wouldn't let me have it, okay?
Only because the odds on certain... No, it wasn't viable. And now it may become viable after Roma play. So maybe if that's something that you want to add, Mina, after you've seen them play at Brighton, maybe you might get plus 100. Maybe.
Also, okay. It's also a way that Alas Verona can score at least a goal. I'm so going to go for that against Milan. That's a great one. There's a lot of good picks, by the way.
There is a lot of good picks, but most of them are mine, as we'll see. Best bets. Juve and under 3.5 at minus 113 has got every chance because Nick's gone for it as well, and I haven't. Atalanta and over 1.5 at plus 120. Well, that's a winner because I have gone for that as well. Inter and over 1.5 is at minus 112. Well, I don't even know. It's got to be right because Inter are one of the best sides in Europe. For me, Salernitana, Lecce for the purist, under 2.25 goals at minus 108. And handsome fighter never loses the battle, says Lecce will win that game. And I don't mind if they win it 1-0. Nick, Torino double chance and under 2.5 at plus 108. We've got very creative here. Atalanta, money line, minus 113. And Atalanta, team total over 1.5 at minus 118. For my good self, really looking forward to this. We've got a bit of a break coming up now because it's the internationals, so we're going to have La Liga with the boys that are on fire, then Bundesliga tomorrow, and then we won't see you for the best part of 10 days. So Mina, please do me a favor, go and have a few days holiday, see some family. I really hope that you recharge them batteries. Maybe
do you think
come
I'll
back
have more money in my Cayman account to really enjoy my trip?
It depends who you rob when you get there, you know. I mean, or are you talking about listen, I know what you're like. You'll definitely come back with more than you went.
We need the best account. Inter.
Exactly. Come on, Inter, and obviously Roma and team total over 1.5. Nick, good luck. Obviously, Sawgrass this weekend as well. Hopefully, you have the same winner as I. But from everyone at BetUS, Serie A is looking to go out with a bang, and then we'll see you after the break. So from Mina, from myself, from Nick, everyone at BetUS, you take care.